Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to be right back here to lift up the name of Jesus and, of course, to encourage those that are going through and also to tell those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior that Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is our purpose for being right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And we pray that what we say today will be a blessing to you. And we pray that the music would lift you up and inspire you.
Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound in here.
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. Ha! There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. You give me joy.
Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul,
yes, you give me joy.
Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul,
yes, you know.
There's beauty in my broken head.
I've got true love instead of pain.
That's freedom.
than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.
The problems I you declare tonight, you're bigger than that. You're bigger than that. You're bigger than that, Jesus. Put it all in your hands. I put it all in your hands. You won't leave me hanging. You won't leave me hanging. He didn't carry you tonight. He didn't lift your burden. He didn't lift your burden.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Well, we thank God for that song, Bigger. Now, God is bigger than any problem that you're going through, and you ought to remember this. Don't look to the bigness of your need, but look to the bigness of your God. God is bigger than anything that you're going through. And when we get our eyes on what we're going through, it causes us to accuse the written and the living word of God. So what God is saying is don't look to the bigness of your need, but look to the bigness of your God. And as long as you keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability, that's what you need to do. Keep your eyes on how big he is and not the problem. There's so many people going through so many things in life. And during this coronavirus, we have many people that have lost their job. As you heard me say many of times here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show, many people have lost their jobs. Many have lost their health insurance. And there are people that are suffering with sickness and disease. And then there are others that have been going through specific things, have lost their houses, lost their cars, and they just don't know what to do. And that song says, bigger. God is bigger than anything that you ever can go through. And remember that there is nothing too hard for God to do. I want to remind you that you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. That telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Remember that we care about you. And what we would do when you call, we would pray over your prayer request and believe God for your miracle, because we know that there is nothing too hard for God to do. Also, let me just remind you that you can hear us every day, Monday through Friday. That's at 12 noon. That's every day, Monday through Friday. You can hear Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Also, this Sunday at 1:30, you can listen to our other radio show, which comes on Old School 1029. That's Old School 1029. You can go to cborangeburg.com, click on Old School 1029, listen live. I'll be there at 1:30 this Sunday, 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. You can hear us on Sunday at 1:30. That's every first and third Sunday at 1:30, and of course, fifth Sunday at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. So you can always hear our shows, not just on Blob Talk Radio, but on Old School 1029. We've been on that radio station for 11 years now, and we've been having great results in 11 years. We have our call-in, where people have called in for prayer, 580 calls of people calling in. And we appreciate everyone. And we want to thank God for everyone that's been tuning in to this show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And also those that listen to us around the world, those in Brazil and other countries around the world, we appreciate you listening to us, and those in the United States. And so we thank God for even those that have called in. So today our topic is going to be, and we will be talking about that a little later, that God is the place from which anything come from and is attained. God is the place from which anything come from and is attained. We will be talking about that in a couple more minutes. And I hope that you join us and call somebody and tell them that Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show is on the air.
All of my help comes from you. It comes from you.
strength. Yes, all of my help comes from the Lord. Well, I believe that because the scripture tells us in Psalms 121, David said, I lift up my eyes towards the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help comes from the Lord. Well, one thing I love about that verse, David knew where the place from which anything comes from and is attained. You know, I think I'm going to go into my inspirational message since I'm on that point. David knew where his help came from. Now, I want to note this. It is very important to know that when you are going through one of the lowest times in your life, when your back is against the wall, so to speak, and you don't know what to do, when you're facing something that you know you can't get out of, oh, I hope somebody's listening to me, something that you know that you done tried everything you can, and it seemed like you just can't find no help. People done walked out on you, those that you thought that will be there for you when you was going through, there was nowhere to be found. You got to know that in the time of trouble, where do I go and who can I go to? There are times in one's life you go through some hardships, pains, some difficult times where you just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But David knew, according to that scripture, Psalms 121, 1 and 2, verse 1 and 2, I lift up my eyes towards the hills from which cometh my help. My help, David says, comes from the Lord. Now, I believe that he is our source. Who are you talking about, Pastor Kenneth Morgan? I'm talking about the one that is that place. Now, when you're talking about source, you're talking about the place or the person from which something comes or can be attained. And I want to say this, that if you're really looking for a place that you can go to when your back is against the wall, when your financial problems are going through, and sometimes people, you know, when they have money, they can't understand somebody that don't have nothing. Well, I save all my money. Well, that's good. You ain't going through yet, but you keep on living. You'll be going through something after a while. There are people and there are things that one goes through sometimes, and it's not in anybody's control. Sometimes it's not even a reason why you're going through something. But the thing about it is you got to know that when you get to that point, when you get to that point when you don't know who to turn to, when you get to the point where you done exhausted everything you had and everything is starting to become more worse than what it is, when you have lost your house, lost your car, when your kids have turned their back on you, when your kids don't want to have nothing to do with you, when your kids are rebellious and they're getting into all kinds of things and you're frustrated and you're stressed out because that ain't the only thing you're going through. It's just like Job. He went through one thing after one thing after one thing, and it came as a space of a few minutes and seconds. Somebody could say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I get tired of going through this stuff over and over again, and I don't have nobody to help me. I don't know who to turn to. Sometimes I try to deal with the problem all by myself. That's why, now I'm just telling you, now if you hear me talking, I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you what the Lord is leading me to say, because there's somebody that's listening to me need to hear this word. I don't have nobody to help me. I don't have nobody to turn to. And somebody asked you, where's your family? Well, they will help me, and then when you call them, they're too busy. They can't help you. I'm sorry, I got my own problems. Even your own family can't help you. Who do you go to? And, of course, in the book of Psalms, the Bible says that he that dwells in the secret place, it is a place that you can go to, is called the secret place of the Most High. It is that place that David talked about that is a place of safety. He said, God is our refuge. He's a place of safety, a place that you can go to when you can't go to nowhere else. Oh, I love that one. When you done tried everything and everything failed, you tried to go to every place that you could go and they couldn't help you. And then the Bible says that God is our refuge. He is the place that you can go to for help. Matter of fact, he says in that same verse, he is a present help in the time of your trouble. I like that word present, because present tells me that whatever I'm dealing with now, you know, sometimes when you need something, you ask people that you know and people that you trust and people that you love, and the first thing they say is, well, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll keep you in prayer. Well, and then you go away because you feel, you know, what am I going to do? I done prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And somebody tell me, just wait, and you wait and you pray and you wait. And now you start wishing. I ain't trying to offend you, but let me tell you something. Don't get wishing and faith mixed up. Because the word wish means it is a desire of something or hoping for something that is not easily attained. See, when you're wishing for something, it's something that you desire or something that you're hoping for that is not easily attained. That means that that thing can come true and it probably will never come true. But faith says, see, faith and wishing is two different things. Faith says it's going to happen if you just trust and believe what God says. You know, in the scripture in Psalms 24, 1 and 2, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that dwell therein. See, God is the owner of everything. That's why I tell people, you know, I just believe that you ought to depend on God. I'm not saying don't depend on people, but I'm saying, you know, don't put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in God. And let me tell you, I ain't just telling you, everything I have, and I know people say these things, you know, as a cliche, but everything I have came as a result of me trusting God. I can give you different testimonies of all the things that have happened to me in the years of me living on this earth, and some things you might not believe it, but it is true, because God wants us to have faith and confidence in him. So don't get wishing and faith mixed up, because if you are going to the place or the person from which something can come from and is attained, you got to know that that person going to do it for you. And that person's name is God. So don't get faith and wishing, as I said, mixed up. Let me tell you what faith is. Now, I already told you, and I better give you that definition of the word wish again. Wish is desiring things or hoping for things that is not easily attained. Wanting something that cannot or probably will never happen. Now, faith says it's going to happen. That's the difference between faith and wishing. Now, the word faith is this. It is a strong persuasion, something that you strongly or firmly believe. You know it to be fact without knowing or without any doubt. You know it to be fact without any doubt. I ain't got no doubt it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Hey, glory. Faith is the assurance of something. It is the confidence, or it is something that I'm very certain of. Very certain of what? God's ability. You take him at what he says, not second-guessing God or questioning God or trying to predict what will happen. Faith is relying upon, depending on, with full trust. Oh, glory. I like that one. Oh, I'm starting to get excited now. Let me hold on at this radio station. Let me say it again. Faith is relying upon. I rely upon God. I depend fully and trust God. Known for sure, beyond any doubt. Now, let me say that one more time. Knowing for sure, beyond doubt, when you are certain that faith is true, it cannot be contradicted or disputed. I know it's going to happen. Faith is confidence in feeling certain about the truth of something. You know it's going to happen. You know God going to come through. It's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when the king made the decree and said, anybody that don't bow down to this golden image when they hear this music, I'm going to put them in the fiery furnace. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cook you alive. I'm going to put you in a oven. And I'm going to heat that thing 7-10 times hotter than what it normally be. And the king said to the Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego, if you all don't do that, put you in that fiery furnace. And then the king somewhere gets smart and say, who is this God that's going to deliver you out of my hand? Like he was all that. Let me tell you something. Your arms is too short to box with God. I know you might not believe that he can do it, but I guarantee you he can do it. God got the power to do anything, and he don't fail. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said to the king, they said, listen, king, first of all, we ain't even careful to answer you in this matter. Oh, I love that part. You know, every time I hear that part, I really get excited because I like men that is bold. I like men that have confidence in their God. You know, some people say, yeah, I serve God. Sometimes you wonder what kind of God they serve. You can't be serving the same God I serve. I serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I serve the God that don't want me wishing for things, hoping that something is going to happen that may not or may happen. No, he don't want me to have no confidence in nothing like faith to know that I can rely upon him. I can depend on him fully and trust him, knowing for sure beyond any doubt that he's going to do exactly what he says. And this was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saying, now, listen, king, we ain't careful to answer you in this manner that if our God don't deliver us, we still know he's able. Hey, glory. You know what they were saying? Listen, we ain't scared. We ain't nervous. We ain't scared. We ain't nervous. What you go get ready to do to us? because we already know that our God can bring us out of that fiery furnace. But we just want to serve notice on you, King, that if he don't do it, don't mean that he wasn't able to do it, but we still ain't going to serve your God. Hey, glory. Now, I got that hey, glory from one of my dear friends that went home and bid the Lord, but it's true. You know, you get excited when you listen to it, because if you know somebody can do something, when you hear that they, what, you know, some people, you know, they have this pride. Well, you know, I ain't that religious. I ain't religious. Amen. I got faith. Religion don't have nothing to do with faith. Religion just means to be faithful to something. I'm more than just faithful to it. I'm more than just go and study this thing. I know that 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 he can do it. Because he's the place and the person from which anything comes from and is attained, meaning the only place you can get it from is from him. So you got to have faith in him. Now listen to this scripture here. Hallelujah. Joshua 21 and 45. Listen to it. Not one word of all the promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. Oh, I love that. You know what that tells me? Let me read it one more time. Not one of these words of all the promises, all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. What is God telling me here? God said, when I say something, I ain't like man. I ain't like no woman. I ain't like no man. Man will tell you something and say, well, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Well, we wanted to do it, but we couldn't do it. God said, if I ever tell you I'm going to do it, I back up everything I say. Or I will not fail you when I tell you something. Now, you might pray for something and it never comes because it might not have been God's will, or it might have not been something that God, in other words, some things you got to just have to go through in life. Why do I got to suffer? Well, the Bible said we all gonna have our troubles, and some gonna suffer. Some going to go through far worse than others, but we know even in everything we go through that we know where our help comes from. I lift up my eyes towards the hills from whence cometh my help, for my help comes from the one that is my source, the place from which anything come from and is attained. Oh, I'm getting excited here. I better hold it out. Hey, glory. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. He is the place from which anything come from and is attained. So what is that telling me? I'm telling you that if you got a problem, God got the answer. Let me say it again. God got the answer to the problem that you're going through. All you need to do is have faith in God and stop wishing. Have faith in the God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. Numbers 23:19 said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent. For have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? If God tell you something, you can take it to the bank, it's going to happen. It might not happen tonight. It might not happen right now. It might not happen this month. It might not happen in 2 months. It might not happen in 3 months, but it's going to happen. God got timing for everything. That's why the Bible said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I hope somebody's listening to me, and I hope what I say has been a blessing. I can go on and on and on. I can just go for another 2 hours, because when you get to talking and you know what God has done for you, see, I got many testimonies of what God did for me. I was telling the people in the church the other day some of the things that God did for me, and people would come to that same place and wouldn't get the same favor that God blessed me with, because I have faith in the one that is able to do all things, and I don't have to wonder, is he going to do it? I know he's going to do it. I know that God going to fix it for you. And I want to pray for every one of you that are going through. Remember who your source is. He is the place from which anything come from and is attained. And guess what? He has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. Are you ready to claim it? If you're ready to claim it, I can't hear you, but holla, I'm ready to claim my miracle from God. Well, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every person that is listening to me that they might be going through something and they're at the end of the road. Let them know you are the place from which anything comes from and is attained. God, touch them and minister to them. I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon them, those that are listening to me. And God, I pray those that have the faith to believe that God can bring them out. God, let them receive that miracle that they believe in you for. I command every problem that they're going through, bring them out. For many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. And I thank you for delivering them out of that problem, that situation, because we know where our help comes from. It comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. If you have a testimony and what we have said has been a blessing to you, why don't you give me a call right here at the radio station, 516-666-9901. 516-366-9901. I want to hear testimonies of what God has done for you. And make sure, amen, we keep it very brief because we are live. And you want to give your testimony. If it's something that we said that encouraged you, something that made you go on extra more, we like to hear that testimony.
intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
Cause she's intentional. And it's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working for my good.
He's intentional.
To the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, all things are working for our good. Boy, I tell you, I love that song. Travis Green, all things are working for your good. You know why? Because victory belongs to Jesus. Well, I hope that there was something that I have said or played that has been an encouragement to you. And I pray that as we, it's not time yet, but as we go off the air, that you remember these words. God is the place from which anything come from and is attained. Remember where your help comes from when you're going through your problems and your situation. When it doesn't seem like things are going to get better, just don't seem like things are changing. When you're having doubts of, are you ever going to come out of this problem and situation, or if things is going to ever get better, remember where your help comes from. Your help comes from that place. What place is that? The place of refuge, the place of safety, place that you can be find peace, the place that you can find that extra peace that ease your pain. That place that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that place is found in God. Things are going to get better.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry, your thoughts, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is
in control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find a praise.
better.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue?
Honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Remember, you look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up.
Hallelujah.
Know how to look up when you're down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
You gotta have something happy then. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Yes, Kirk Franklin telling us to smile. And I tell you, even when you just can't, even when you don't want to smile, when you don't feel like it, doesn't matter what's going on, try to put a smile on your face. Well, this again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. My time is almost up here, and I want to thank God again for every one of you that's been listening to us on a regular basis, those out of the United States and those in the United States. And don't forget to tell somebody else about Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. You can hear me every day as Monday through Friday. It's at 12 noon. All right. Don't forget to tell somebody else about this program, because you and telling them, it might be a time where they're going through something. And because you have invited them, now they are feeling better about their situation, and not just feeling better about their situation, but God has fixed their situation. And now they can go and encourage other people to go forth and tell others that if God can do it for me, because I have followed what he told me to do. If you follow what he says about your circumstances, he will fix it for you. Again, our prayer line is open for you. If you desire prayer, you can call 803-317-4457. That line is free every single day, Monday through Sunday. If you need prayer, we have time to pray for you and believe God for what you're going through. And we do it because the Bible tells us, pray ye one for another. Whatever the situation, whatever the problem is, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open every single day to pray for you. All you need to say is, can you pray for me? I need someone to pray for me, and we will pray for you. I'll be on that line ready to pray for you and believe God for your miracle, because God has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. You know, sometimes when we go through a lot of things in life, sometimes, and not that's not all of us, but sometimes we don't look back on everything that we went through and God brought us out of. And we know it was only the grace of God that God brought us through it, because if it wasn't for God's grace, we might have not been here today. Somebody said, you know what? There are times where I just felt like saying, forget it, in and all. But thank God for God's grace. When the doctor have given you up and say you don't have that long to live, and God steps in and lengthen your days and cause the doctors to say, I don't know what happened, but I know it's a miracle. Can God do it? God can do all things, and he don't fail. If you ever have a testimony, and you've been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, you're listening to the songs that we play and the inspirational message, if that inspirational message has been a blessing to you, if that inspirational message have caused you to to be encouraged and cause you to come out of what you've been going through and you want to give a testimony, don't forget to call 516-666-9901. We want to hear that testimony. The Bible says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And your testimony can help somebody else to come out of what they're going through. This line, and see, what we do is we'll put you live and we'll have a conversation of what God done so others can hear. And I think that would be real good for other people to hear. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to. Just tell us what God done for you. And as those that are listening would hear your testimony, I pray they'll be encouraged. I pray that they would not only be encouraged, but it would cause them to be inspired and cause other people to call and give their testimony. I want to leave you with this last song as we get ready to leave the airways. Tomorrow, I'll see you at 12 noon. I want to leave with this song, God's Grace, by Luther Barnes. And the reason why I want to play this, because, you know, to make you start thinking and being a little more grateful when you hear all the things that you've been through, and you know it was him that carried you through it. It's only God's grace. May God bless you, and I pray that, again, you have been blessed through what we have said. And my prayer is for you and your family that the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with you and your family. That he cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. That he would be with you even when you're going through your problems and your situation is my prayer. May God bless you, and I leave you with this song.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. How you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Old man Death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace
is amazing.
Look
back.